With SRN Sports, I'm George Williams. In Major League Baseball action last night, it was a game that featured the leading teams from the AL West and the NL East, and in this one, it was the Astros coming away with a 1-0 victory on the strength of Cooper Hummel's eighth-inning solo home run, making the difference for Houston. Elsewhere, the team with the best record in the majors, the Tigers, were easy winners over the Athletics 11-4. Mariners downed the Twins 6-5. It was the Braves over the Mets 7-4. In an 11-inning game, it was the Reds rallying to defeat the Yankees 5-4. Aaron Judge had scored a go-ahead run for the Yankees in the 10th since he tied it in their bottom half of the 10th, and then in the bottom of the 11th since he loaded the bases with no outs and pushed the winning run across. A couple of other extra-inning games. In 10, it was the Angels over the Red Sox 3-2, and it was the Rangers over the Orioles 6-5. This is SRN Sports. Another Major League Baseball action last night. You had the Blue Jays defeating the Guardians 10-6. Cardinals a run better than the Cubs 8-7. Brewers beat the Pirates 9-3. Dodgers were 9-7 winners over the Rockies. Marlins beat the Giants. Padres beat the Nationals by a run. Diamondbacks over the White Sox 4-1. And the Rays beat the Royals 5-1. WNBA, four games. Mystics down the Lynx. It was the Wings over the Dream. Sky beat the Sparks. And the Fever's winners over the Storm. In tennis, it's the qualifying rounds now underway at Wimbledon. And in NBA business news, the $1.5 billion sale of the Minnesota Timberwolves from Glenn Taylor to an investment group has won NBA approval yesterday. It was finalizing a complex and contentious process that lasted more than 4 years after the original deal was reached. The ownership transfer that Taylor had tried to stop last year received a unanimous vote from the league's board of governors. This is SRN Sports.